Welcome back, one and all, to another episode of Steam, Steel, and Murder. Tonight we have part 2 of session 36. Before the episode, I'd like to put in a plug for the RPG Podcast Listener Survey for 2011. Please take the time to answer a few anonymous questions about your RPG-centric podcast listening habits. A link is provided in the comments section of our game page on Obsidian Portal, or work your Google magic and find it that way. But now, we present part 2 of session 36.
Alright, well, we did confirm that Rathke is, in fact, the horrible, horrible bad guy. And whereas that had just been previously been just a suspicion.
We have about
and
4 hours.
Did you find out if Joshua was going to do the vote or not? To disband all the guilds? Whatever it is that he's going to do?
Oh, I figured he'd just lie to me. I still want to get the Hatfield thing. And
well, before we go do Hatfield, I'm going to go get this card changed. I know someone who can be discreet and will be discreet.
Okay.
Right. We'll just give me a context roll. Let's see if you can get a hold
of it. If I don't know someone who can be discreet, I will kill people.
The other thing we may want to think about is that we've been up all night. We may want to start to get shifts.
I'm going to say I'm looking at it at a difficulty of 3 just because middle of the night and you're looking for something nondescript. So
okay.
A little bit harder.
Okay, Bert. Yeah. That's 6 plus 3 for 9 plus 2 for underground. I'm at 11. If this guy isn't discreet.
Yes, yes. Actually, you know a guy that's got a chop shop?
I thought he would. That's what I was thinking.
Yes.
That's what I was thinking.
So not only do you get a car that has no identification numbers on it, it's made of so many different pieces that there couldn't have been one if they wanted to.
It is still a nondescript vehicle that can hold.
Nondescript,
yes. And it can hold a lot of people, right?
Right.
Only
it's got like
10 by
different maker marks on it because it's made from parts from several different vehicles.
Only driven by old women on Sundays to go to church.
Yep.
And she was an atheist, so she never went.
Oh, man. Okay, so
I got us a new nondescript vehicle.
So what I'm going to say is with that many successes, I mean, this takes not like half an hour. It doesn't take you long at all to figure this out, to get this going. So in the meantime, what are you guys doing during that half an hour after you've gotten all of your fake passports and wallet returned to you with your pinup models inside? And
oh, yeah, no, it's my dozen fake my dozen fake names and all the rest of them, and I look rather loathfully at the magician.
He was quite good, though.
Yes, yes, he might have just gotten me over. I might have just had to shock a policeman and drag him into the car and go, oh, well, that's weird.
You come back with blood all over your hands and shirt. I had to kill a cop because of you!
I would have been pissed, man. If I had to kill just an average schmo, because some guy just...
I had a terror's throat out with my own teeth!
My teeth, man! Why would you do that to me?
Oh, and by the way, Rai Malu is not a very good fake name.
You don't look Indian at all in that picture.
No, look. It is perfectly fine. It's a perfectly cromulent name. Okay, here's my big problems, is that we've been completely working against the wrong group. We've been thinking that it's rather than being a national, it's a transnationalist force rather than a nationalist force. And because we've been, and it's been a card game in which we've been working against 3R as if they were the bad guys, when in fact they're just the schmucks. And they're dangerous schmucks, but they're schmucks all the same. And it's all about Rathke and And now we have good confirmation that is, in fact, Rathke rather than Gamma or any of the other Tesla clones or something like that. And it's not the girlfriend who's just acting on her own. It's
the girlfriend who betrayed him because she originally loved Rathke.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. So we have good confirmation now about that. And I don't think that we're going to be able to kill Dare. So long as the, like, vote's not happening here anytime in the near time,
we need to find
where they're keeping the old Dare and try to save him.
It could have been taken when he was overseas as well, so
yeah,
quite a big gap as to where he could have been taken. Well, you know, where he was taken afterwards.
Yeah, that's a real serious problem, and we need to find where this hole in the Ace Gang is headquarters out of, because it's probably someplace in the northeast or the northwest, and it can't be too far away. But if we can find out where they're headquartered, maybe we can make a raid on them. And
we're not raiding the damn ship.
Well, the ship would tell us nothing. I mean, it's just going to be full of a bunch of 3R guys who are going to be insane and
probably fuse with metal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I still think the ship was a good idea, and I wish we had done it, because it might have had some codes or some...
By this point, they'll all be incredibly unstable and probably collapse at the slightest sneeze anyway.
if we could...
If they aren't all already dead the way of Constantine was going before he decided to take everyone with him.
Yeah. I really think we should have raided the ship, but...
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
We
probably should have
missed
it. I probably should have tracked down some missing explosives a long time ago.
Yeah, or we should have questioned any of the 3R, the whole Ace in the Hole gang, you know, suppliers that we knew about. But none of that stuff ever ended up happening.
And I never got the report on the interrogation of that one 3R, that one Ace in the Hole guy that was turning over information to... Oh, no, wait, he turned over information to the guild, so whatever information we had, we would have gotten through Tesla by then, at that point.
So, our options...
are limited?
Yeah, we need to see when we need to kill Dare, but you know, a bullet from a mile away will do it. And we know where he goes to work and et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it won't be horrific.
Speaking of bullets and technology, I know we have some bulky things around here. I look to wherever Tesla is. Why don't we see if, I'm hoping Tesla's not in our conversation right now. I'm guessing he's not. Beta's not with us.
To be, if you don't want him to be, no.
Okay, I kind of look over at where Beta is and say, we could use him since he is good at miniaturization and just use his capability and see if he'll help us in this fight with whatever technology you have that you want to miniaturize.
Yeah, we're going to recruit him one way or the other.
Need tools and equipment and supplies and stuff, which we don't have.
Who is he?
I know people.
Who is he? Don't you recognize Tesla?
Now that he mentions it, it does vaguely resemble Tesla if he was 50 years younger.
Look, you pissed me off already today. I'm going to make this short and simple. Once there was a guy, his name was Tesla. He cloned himself at least twice, created two clones, Beta and Gamma. He also cloned his dead girlfriend. His dead girlfriend.
I thought it was a dead wife.
Yeah.
dead. Whatever. One. Who cares? he cloned his dead wife, which is really creepy. And then he pissed off his friend who was also going for the wife. And now the friend has gone into such a psychotic rage that he's going to destroy Tesla and everything he stood for, which would be the guilds, and which would mean the world. And now we're screwed because he's smarter than us. Like, not even just a little smarter than us, but a lot smarter than us.
At times, I think that's not saying much.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep. And the cloned white dead the cloned wife did team up with the bad guy, as he said, which is one of the reasons why the Tesla of this city, the Alpha, as he's referred to, is dead.
Yes. He's dead. Oh, and I also have his corpse. I'd like to.
Why?
For personal reasons.
Like he said, for personal reasons.
That just sounds like you're sleeping with the corpse.
You know I'm not.
I will say this to you, Marlo. I didn't understand why you had him in an undisclosed location originally that I didn't even know, that no one knew, but I'm glad you did.
Yeah, because that would kind of sucked.
Especially if Darren would have known.
Yeah.
You're the man of paranoia.
Like we're in an insane asylum.
This was, I believe this was, I think I was told that this was someone else's investigation by Drina back in the day. I think Drina was here.
Yes, everyone who was investigated this case is now dead. I look at Gavin. Very, very dead. Or not.
Just let me know when you want to do the call in 5 hours.
Oh, no, I'm never doing that. That was just a ruse.
Really? You're not?
I don't want to talk to Rathke. What is he going to say? Yes, I want the corpse.
Yeah, I thought you were going to pull there. When they come to get the
could
pool.
You not they feel... Could you not...
I could not hear a word you said, Gavin. You were mumbling.
Excellent. Yeah, the obvious thing to do with that is to say it's been ambushed when they come to get the body, but we're not prepared for that.
Yeah, no. I mean, they have the entire police force, with including guys in metal armor. We would...
I just thought of something really, really horrible. We could use another Tesla's body.
Could you make that Tesla look older? No. To pose as the body?
Nope. Can't do that.
And you're just overlooking the easiest thing where he just enters social conflict with you, completely yes. demolishes you and turns you on the spot.
Oh, yeah. No, that could easily
That's why happen. I would be the one who would making the call.
Absolutely like, not. You are never going to talk to Rathke. Ever.
Yes, like, but...
I'm not going to let you go, yeah, we're in Sylvan Pines, what of it? And go, like, stab him in the face.
I'm not that stupid.
A man who had a wallet placed into his trousers. Hmm.
Yes. We're going to... I mean, there's no point in talking with Rathke. The point was to confirm whether or not Rathke was the main villain. Now that we have confirmation of that, what is he going to say? I want Tesla's body because I'm going to try to build a nuclear weapon. And I go, oh, that's really interesting.
Nuclear weapon?
Look, he's going to build a weapon of mass destruction. How about that? And so then we're going to go, yeah, I knew you were going to do that. It'd be really stupid of me to hand over the key to that in exchange for Dare.
We'd hand over the key to his wrath.
Oh. I stab him in the face and then I throw his corpse to the dogs.
Yes! Damn it! Why is guilt not here?
Snuck upon him. Oh,
yeah. So, I mean, the only thing to me that would seem worthy of doing the phone call would be to say, I know you have the real Dare. If you mess with him whatsoever, I destroy the corpse and try to hold it over his head. But at the same time,
he'll just turn you on the spot. I know you wanted to join him from the beginning. Somehow, some way.
What?
Nothing.
I've really been doing a lot of work that does not fit that particular description.
I know. We're not going to make that call, obviously, since we've got the information we wanted, but how am I going to deal with Hatfield? Do I want to? I don't think I want to call him in the middle of the night, make his servants aware, et cetera, et cetera.
No, I don't think you want to do that either. I mean,
why not just burn the body?
Why?
No.
Because we want them in case we want to build a weapon of mass destruction later on.
We want it so we can do what they were going to do them.
Then.
What?
If you do that, you could, in theory, threaten them to destroy them.
Yeah, be awesome. But we don't have any of the technology that would allow us to put a man's brain in a jar.
I'm working on it, okay? I've been talking with Watson and Crick, understanding their stuff so I can go on, okay? It'll take me a while.
So, I don't know. Basically, because I really respect Tesla, and I don't want to see his corpse desecrated, and I'm not so comfortable with burning the body, so...
Yes, and he's already...
happy to take his brain out and put it in a jar.
I never said that.
He's already stabbed a giant metal-plated gorilla in the eye for the corpse. There's not much else he wouldn't do for it.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, pretty much this is the guy. This is the guy who screwed us over. I mean, we can trace all our problems back to Tesla did it. And I really respect that in a man. It's Tesla's fault. Every single thing that is going wrong right now, we can go, yep, it's Tesla's fault.
Tesla walks into the room just as you're muttering that out.
Actually, he's like, oh. No, it is not Tesla's fault. We can trace it back even further before I met Tesla. There is one man whose fault.
I stab him. God? Just stop that.
Harris.
It's Tesla. Okay, hey, Tesla, what's going on? No, I was just saying that I don't want to give your Alpha's corpse over to Rathke, because that would be bad.
I'm sorry to bother you.
You might want to know, there's a fully functioning lab down there. I was poking around since you didn't seem to need me.
Uh-oh.
There's a fully functioning lab?
Yes, it's quite nice, actually.
Mm.
It wasn't destroyed in the fire?
No, it was in a concrete room. It didn't look like it was touched.
There's a secret lab?
Another one?
I don't know if it was secret. It just wasn't really labeled. It looked like a janitorial closet, actually, but there was a lab inside.
I swear, I'm going to tear apart every building we come across until I find the secret labs.
Did you make sure to check the mailbox? Did you make sure to check the mailbox at this place? I looked at Marlo.
Well, would that...
But you haven't found the ones underneath power yet, have you?
Tesla actually will bring you to what he's talking about, and it does at first look like a janitorial closet, but it's actually a storage room. And the equipment's all here. It's basically crated up and hasn't been used. But the door was never looked at because it looked like a closet.
Awesome. What kind of stuff do we got here, Tesla?
All the basic tools. Got lathes. We've got soldering irons. All the basics.
Tesla, I'm sorry to bother you, but what was the specialty of Delta again?
There was no Delta. There was just a Gamma, and his
Gamma. Sorry, I'm.
It was chemicals.
Wait, well, doesn't it go alpha, beta, delta?
Normally, but he went alpha, beta, gamma.
What happened to delta and everything else?
What happened to number C?
Oh, God!
Well, obviously,
it was a bit of a mistake. His organs were on the outside.
Yeah.
Do you know what happened to Delta, etc., the letters in between?
I'm not aware of anyone except for myself and the surviving other clone. There may have been more. We never communicated much with each other.
It goes...
Part of the protocols.
It goes Alpha, Beta, Charlie... No. That's something else.
Yes, that's something else. Alpha, beta, delta.
No, I actually think Gamma's, for some reason, I think Gamma's next in the series. It also has to do with, well, in real life, it has to do with the way that radiation is spread. You have alpha, beta, and gamma.
Oh, gamma. Yeah, right. That makes sense. Okay. So do you remember what Gamma's specialty was? What he was good at, since you were good at miniaturization and Alpha was good at what Alpha did?
Well, we all have various... It's all about math, you see. We're all good at it. It's the particular... It's written in our gene, so I don't know what his particular craft was, but it would revolve around mathematics of some sort.
So who is this Harris you speak of?
No one. Here, I'm going to shove you two outside the door so you can just speak of that. I shove them outside the door.
I rant on furiously until they say, giving him all my theories about Harris and how he's actually a member, yada yada, of the Hole in the Ace gang, all his troubles he's caused us, how he is at least a lieutenant of Rathke, if not Rathke himself, in disguise.
Has a hot daughter, and...
Oh, yes, the hot daughter, who I do not give away what my plans are with her.
Right.
She's a famous tennis player.
I banged the crap out of her.
She works for him, according to her ID, she works for MI6.
God, that is the worst... That was the worst moment in this entire game. Not the moment when our entire plans fell apart. No.
The woman with the MI6 ID?
Yes, that was the low point. So, Beta, you got any, plans?
For? He's looking at the equipment unboxings of things.
The future?
No, not really. Came to Metapol to find out what happened to Prime.
Oh, good. You did. We seem to be missing a Tesla and have an opening.
I take it by this you need some things made.
Yes. That's going to be the least of what we need. We need a mathematical genius. Are you up for it?
He cracks his knuckles. It's in the genes.
Oh, good. Your servant seemed to be... Is your servant as good as the whole black hat thing as the other guy? Jeeves?
Puzzled for a moment. Well, yes, they're twins. Well, or triplets.
Well, I mean, triplets don't necessarily have the same strengths and weaknesses of each other.
I'm led to believe that they do. At least these do.
Okay, well, that's an important thing. Alright, well, you get to crack in here. I guess this is our new headquarters.
He's kind of half listening to you as he's uncrating other boxes, taking a look, and every once in a while he's like, ooh! And starts unboxing.
What can you do with this stuff?
I don't know. I have no idea what we're doing. Can you help me?
Are we...
What can you do with this stuff?
Now that I'm done spouting endlessly about Harris, I come back in and I go, are we ever going to do anything with Allard's Island?
Well, as you state that, to answer Gavin's question. Tesla looks around and says, well, with a few more parts here and there, if we're able to get a hold of it, quite a bit. It's a pretty functioning laboratory after I get things set up. I mean, I'd like a bigger room. He looks around at the fairly small room.
Well, take one.
Storage room.
Find one to make it your own. Mm-hmm. This is going to be our Casa de Revolucion.
Yep.
Considering my engine is now dedicated to running this place, if you could build me that lighter, smaller laptop, that would be pretty handy, thank you.
The way this will work is in-game is if you need to have a single-shot item, using, if you're looking at the Satsi rules, how somebody can craft something for one shot, he can do it. But the other nifty thing that he can do is improve an item that you've already got.
Oh, sweet.
Assuming he makes his rolls and his the number of improvements you have on your device is basically his difficulty to be able to improve it further. So at some point, it gets to the point where he can't really do much more.
Well, so my question is that my fate point spent item is the computer, which is now hooked onto wiring this blade.
Oh, no, you don't lose it. He basically can build you another one that's slightly better.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, the lighter portable one that he was talking about. It's to replace the machine, pretty much.
Yes, yes.
So could I...
go ahead.
Can I get him to improve my goggles?
Possibly, yes. He can only work on one thing at a time, and it takes him, X number of, depending on how well he rolls, it takes him so long to do the improvements. He'll work on the computer first, since Gavin's basically given up his computer to rerun the security systems of the hospital here.
While that's happening, I'll send you a message of what I'm doing.
I check my pockets.
Gavin's computer was only the base 3 upgrades, right?
Yeah, just standard one fate chip.
Okay, yeah, he's able to add the miniature.
But I still haven't actually decided what my third point is yet.
What are we... Okay, so now we know who the enemy is. Now we have a headquarters at which to operate out of. But, that my lead man and the smartest guy that we have on working for us can't come to, which is just great.
Smartest, or do you mean most clever?
I mean, the best guy that we have on our side is incapacitated by this place.
Agreed. I still want to discuss what we're going to do with Allard. Can we get his help in any way? Because I don't know how he'll be tied with the Italian government, since they do technically own the island, even though he runs it.
So long as we don't, make overt moves like we should have got him elected. All right.
Yes, we probably should have. That was someone else's suggested plan, and we didn't want to worry about it because we didn't want him to go on a revenge type scheme against 3R. That's what I believe your stated reason was.
Well, no, that was actually the plan. The reason why we did do it was because we thought Dare was a better candidate.
Yeah, we didn't want him to go out of control. We wanted someone who we thought we could actually control a little bit.
Yeah, that worked out well for us.
Yes, it worked out beautifully.
Yeah.
Beautifully for the other side.
Someone on the throne who is completely under control.
Yep, pretty much. And we managed to do our stated goal.
Yeah, we got someone who's completely under control. Not ours.
More short-term goal we may want to think about. And what I'm wondering is that obviously they shoved it through being sort of a last thing late at night, but these monkeys investigators obviously is not going to fly in any kind of long-term sense. So how is they planning on keeping that up, and can we disrupt that plan somehow?
Yeah, I think we're thinking too small here, because we got to be thinking about the destruction of Wrathkeep. I mean, anything else... our goal has to be to destroy Rathke. Anything else has to be something that advances that particular goal. Anything that...
We get the monkeys out. They say, give the guild investigators back their licenses. That's a step closer to us being back and getting our lives back enough so we can get after Rathke.
I don't think that the crown is going...
I don't think we're going to get our lives back, us three at least. And the mysterious stranger who's running the Cheka. I look at the magician.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
If they're sweeping the sewers with gorillas, he points his thumb at a sewage pipe that a gorilla could probably get through.
Really? There's a sewage pipe that
a gorilla... There is a large sewer main line that runs right beneath the facility.
You know, what we could do is we could ambush a few gorillas, kill them in a location that's probably maybe near White's place, and then throw off the scent for a while.
You think we could take down a couple of gorillas in armor?
Yep, done it before.
Yeah, done it before. We took down two of them.
Yep, and we only outnumbered them 3-1. So taking them on a 1-on-1 situation should be perfectly good.
Yes.
Especially in our midst.
No. Two puns in one night.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we're building up. So basically, everything that we're thinking right now is short term because we need to find out where Rathke is.
I think the best way to find that out is originally I remember when my first conversation with Tesla was that Rathke was possibly the head of the Hole in the Ace gang itself, which means if we do, what we should be looking at is trying to go after the Hole in the Ace gang and all of its leaders, you know, all of the people who are highly influential.
There was that guy with an eye patch that you told me about. He's got to be pretty conspicuous. He didn't come from nowhere.
There's also the torturer who was working for them.
There was a torturer working for them?
I don't think you ever told anybody about that, Bishop.
I went... actually, I did tell Drina, considering I think I went to them. We did. I did tell them about that because we went back to the place where I was tortured.
Yet another time that he was taken captive.
Oh, okay.
Yes, last time I was taken captive and tortured, and we went back there and discovered it was when we discovered the factory that was working for the Hole in the Ace gang in town, and we disrupted their operations there.
We seem to be doing a lot of petty Annie crap.
Yes, we are. So that's why I say we just go find someone big, someone we know is influential. Someone who's highly influential and we've known has worked with them before. I mean, it's not like it's someone who begins with an H, you know, that I've talked about before. We could go after him, but first of all, we should probably take care of the gorilla problem, as obviously there is a giant pipe here. Also, make sure you stay. I ask, hey, Marlo, can you order some of your guys to make sure they're watching the pipe?
Yeah, I can. I'll do that later.
We've got a spare camera. We can put a camera down here. I don't know if it's the one that you can use. I mean, I assume all the rooms have cameras. We've got to just take one from there.
How long do you think they get before they get the idea to search this place?
I'd say a while. There's no reason for them to think about assuming to come here.
This isn't the place I would think of going.
Well, that's fair.
Because who is one of your most influential people in your organization? Who is your best man?
Eddie?
Or Bob?
No, I think Eddie is.
Okay, and who has a who in your organization?
Let's go kill a couple gorillas under White's place. That way it throws off their scent.
And we're talking about, are we talking about White's place, or are we talking about the docks?
Let's kill a couple of them near the docks.
Because if we're going under White's place, that seems kind of like a dick move since we... Well, I guess it would make up for us saving his life.
Yeah, I say we kill a couple under the docks. That way it makes us look like... And it throws off the scent a little bit.
Yeah, because it could also mean that we're getting out of town because we do have contact. They know we are in contact with Allard.
Yep.
Although we should probably get a message to him that he might have friends again.
Yup. All of that is perfectly true. So let's go kill a couple of gorillas. Who's up for it?
I'm up for it. Magician. I think can we also, are we going to grab a couple of your guys or are we not?
Why would we do that? We need to see how good the magician is in a fight.
Okay, do you need a weapon, magician? We've got plenty lying around.
I don't know how to use a weapon.
Oh, that sucks for you.
Ah, so he's more of a fist man.
A little bit.
Oh,
he's more of a fist man.
Yep.
Just look for the weak spot. Trust me. I've done enough fighting that I can tell you exactly where to hit him. Go for the face.
Gavin?
What?
We need to kill some monkeys. You up for it?
Have fun with that.
What?
Oh, we're going to be outnumbered this time.
You're not coming?
Why would I want to have anything to do with that kind of combat?
Because, you know, you're a PC.
I thought it was a Mac.
Yeah.
The only way you'd want to be involved with that is if we were, saying, setting up some demolitions or something that we can get them in a crossfire of explosion so we don't actually have to get any kind of close quarter combat with them.
No, we need to kill them, like, close and personal.
Oh, I missed that pun. What was the pun? You said pun count three. I missed it.
We don't need to go over it. All right, so,
aww.
I grab a couple of the most shootiest guys.
That are tough and smart?
Yep. We're gonna, what time is it? How long do I have until I need to make my second call to Rathke?
well, let's see, it's been a few hours. It's been like 3 hours.
Okay, well, we can make the third call to Rathke.
Are we really going to make that call? I thought we decided not to.
Oh, well, why not? I mean, at this point in time, we have...
If we could set up some sort of triangulation to find out where Rathke is calling from.
Yeah, and we'll...
Okay,
suspect it'll just be ringing Joshua's number and it'll be transferred via some system we won't be able to track or something.
Yeah, we have one computer here. We have your computer here. I know it's being used, but you could probably set up a few processes as one area of triangulation. We have my phone as one another triangulation. We need a third one.
Won't you be using your phone?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I do have this other nice device that can be used for triangulation if we decide to do that.
Yeah, and we can throw one. This is impossible, right?
Yeah, well, I don't think it's really going to actually tell us anything useful.
Instead we monitor the high bands? Why aren't we monitoring the high bands right now? Are we monitoring the high bands right now?
No.
Oh my god! Start! Why aren't we doing this?
Okay.
Any gorillas.
I have an idea.
Stare at the floor.
Remember? Oh, we do need to monitor the high bands and be able to block them.
Yes,
because that was the way they were sending information last time with the gorillas and the machine.
Yup.
But they know that we're aware of those bands now.
That's a fair point.
I'm not saying we can't scan them. I'm just simply saying that they. When I blocked those signals last time, that made them aware that we knew about them.
Would the low bands be able to get reach? What are the best?
Low bands will have less of a range, but Yeah, it could be used.
Well, why don't we just monitor
the band to see what the hell's going on? I mean, my computer does have a frequency scanner in it.
Yeah, why don't
we just scan the frequencies and let's see what we get.
Yeah, let's see if we're getting some.
Sure, give me a craft roll there.
Who? Someone?
Who has
the best you're craft? The one. It's your machine. You're.
I thought you may have wanted Ethan to make a craft roll. I don't know.
I have no craft.
Yeah, that's a 7 on the computer.
Okay, no problem. Sure, I mean, you're familiar enough with it now that you're able to just cut out certain bands that you know are, you know, public bands and not likely to be used. Nothing on the high bands, but when you get down to the low bands, you find an interesting channel where there's no talking, but you hear grunts and clicks and the sounds of kind of guttural panting.
I hate this place. I hate this place in every way.
All late all the time.
Is there any way to trace that we are listening to their bands?
No.
But
it's
can
like
we
try to track down who's listening on a radio to a transmission? You can't.
Yeah, can we trace this signal back to its source?
Yep.
Well, let's.
Well, we you can't set that up. I can't do it from here because I've only got
right,
one point.
But. Yeah. How far away do we need to be?
Actually, with that kind of role, what you would know from this?
I can bounce the signal off this and that way.
No, it's several different transmitters. Okay, so each different like grunt and clicking sound seems to be coming from more than one unit. So you can track them, but you can only track the one that's currently broadcasting, and there's more than one of them.
Oh. So,
in other words, there's multiple groups of
civil squad throughout the city, and they're all transmitting on random.
So, but we could, if we time it right, we could use someone's plan for explosives where we draw them into a nice trap, take out whatever we can with the explosives, jam the bands right before we use the explosives so they don't know what's going on.
Examine the gorillas. I know someone to examine the gorillas. Did you examine the gorillas?
We sent them to the Watson and Crick to be examined.
I don't think
themselves.
Yeah.
We probably did at one point, but I don't remember.
Yeah, we sent them off.
In a feedback pulse along this frequency, can we take them all out? If the equipment's integrated enough to their bodies, then we just wipe them all out that way.
You think that if you can get a large enough power source, you might be able to create a feedback loop. But you need a big antenna and a lot of power.
I take out my universal gadget that happens to be
bigger than that.
No,
bigger I know I'm joking. I'm joking.
Well, there's a place outside of the town and a little farm that I like to call my murder spot.
Yeah, it has a heart loop. A
generator. Generator, but you also need to be close. You know, that far out may not be good enough.
Well, there has to be several radio stations in town.
There are.
What occurs to me, and I don't know how practical it is, that the main central power station was taken offline, but I don't know how damaged the actual power generator was.
That is true.
So,
although given the destruction of the building, though,
unlikely. Yeah, it depends where it was, and
it was.
I looked to the guy who went through the rubble. What do you think? Mr. Demolitions expert who brought the place down.
It
depends where the generator was. If it was underground, then the fact that you've destroyed the stuff on top is less important.
It was not underground because underground was a tram station.
Uh-huh. So. All right, so Okay, so, I think we could...
Radio stations.
Yeah, I think we could get into sneak into a radio station, no problem.
Do we need to? Do we need to sneak?
How much money do you have?
I have plenty, but the question is, do we need to sneak into a radio station? I know. I think a certain group of people who really liked me may have been, working on a advertising for me.
They were building a giant antenna with your name on it, like a Almost
they
like,
might have
like
been, you know, on a radio station getting the cheap time at night, you know, maybe if I'm lucky.
Yep, yeah, he's right. The elect bishop as town council leader has turned into the we don't think bishop has done anything wrong coalition.
Fine if you got something. What
bishop has his own infomercial at 3 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're really turning into a cult. You know that, right?
Like, as long as they don't sacrifice anyone to me.
Serious cult.
Hey, it gets me free. It gets me free.
Yeah, okay. So let's go. Well, then at 3.
Well, let's go to a specific radio station at 3 a.m. and
that's going to be tomorrow. Is it past 3 now?
How late is it?
Okay, we can say it's past 3 in the morning. That's fine. And if you want to use your group there, give me basically I'm going to need to have you make an influence roll. What skills did you give the group, if any?
I don't remember. It's on the board. Yeah. I'm not part of the group. I'm just, they like me.
Yes. But you built it, so.
Yeah. I gave them basically the social stuff and the defenses. I believe I gave them resources and connections or whatever the equivalent was. I gave them the social stuff and then the defense of the security and the other one.
Okay, let's see. Aspect, we believe in bishop, security 1, morale 1, relations 2, connections 3. So that's actually not bad. Okay, make me a connections roll. You can add influence to it, so you'll add 4 to your roll. You're doing it early enough in the morning that I'm going to say, I'll put it at a 3 difficulty. So as long as you
don't... I got the 4. Yep. Oh, I think you're supposed to call Joshua back. I got a 4 since I didn't roll any negatives, or I broke even, I should say.
He had to go change machines like someone else does every time we do this.
Also, Bert, I have no idea how many points I've given them. I think I've given them like 2 or 4.
Yeah, I'll post it after I go through my notes this session. I thought I had posted it once.
Yeah, I just don't know how much influence I have over how you spend the points, because... I know that's why I was. That's why I was double checking with you.
Yeah. Although in general, if you use a group and you use a specific skill from them quite often, that's the skill they're going to be improving because that's what they've been doing.
We can hopefully recommend how we'd like how our group would. We think our group would want to be growing, but
yeah. Well, I'm personally, I designed the group to be social, and the other ones are just kind of. There to protect themselves. That's why they have the 1 in the security and the 1 in the other one.
I see my group wants to get to influence too, but other than that, just sort of build up the contacts and the.
That's what I'm hoping they'll do because they have
a way and stuff. Once influence 2, that's more than enough for them.
Yeah, I just wish there was some way I could actually helpfully add chips to my group, but I don't think I can because I can't say, oh, yes, you should support me.
Oh, you can. You can say, Bishop killed all the apes, so you don't have monkeys waiting for you.
Yeah, you can anonymously post photographs of you stepping on the carcass of an ape. Saving a harmless little sewer kitten.
Hey, connections. I know the people to send it to that will post it.
Yep.
I love my connections. Well,
at any rate, yes. You know somebody that's on this part of this organization that's able to get you some airtime in a small local radio station.
If you put that up, you're going to get headlines of Bishop beats up guild investigators.
I will also warn you, Marcus, since you are technically being wanted by the police now, every time you make a contacts roll, I'm also making a roll to determine whether or not they're going to turn you in.
That's why I'm hoping that my contacts are high enough and when I use the underground, it's like, you guys aren't going to, or should be less likely to turn me in, because in order to turn me in, you have to admit you've been doing something illegal. Why did he...
Are you cops? The question you ask is, are you cops? They have to answer whether or not they're cops. No, wait, Bishop. Bishop thinks that they have to answer on whether or not they're cops. That's true, man.
So, anyway, you know Betty, who has been a big fan of yours and writes a lot of articles and, has basically been keeping the movement alive. And she's been having a spot on a radio station that's been broadcasting for, back when you were in the running, had a broadcast spot. But she can still get you some time.
Before we actually go and get the time, since I actually know someone, will this radio station be big enough? I look to Jameis.
I look to Bert.
Any radio station that can broadcast across all of Metapole will be big enough.
I don't think this is...
You don't want to use this? Okay.
No, because I think that if we have a weakness of this magnitude, revealing it at this point just because we just thought of it is not the smartest idea. We need to stop just going, ooh, here's a shiny thing. Let's pursue that.
So can we just go set up our regular trap then?
Yeah, we could do that. But I'm also interested in starting sending out guys and seeing if we can get a eye on what Dare Security is now like.
Can you also send one guy through the submarine to Allard and pass him some messages?
I mean,
you can use your phone to ring Allard.
Oh yeah. I can.
Change your number afterwards if we don't want to track you back.
I'll make sure we go for a drive if we do.
Yeah, and why don't I just talk to Rathke for a bit? While we do so.
Are you sure you want to talk to Rathke?
Yeah, sure, why not?
He's a very influential person who can change people's minds.
Ooh. What's the worst that can happen?
Yeah, he what is the worst that can happen?
Okay, yes, this is where you turn around and put a couple of holes in Bishop and you...
Yep. Sounds good.
I concede. The bullets only knock me out.
they're the type of bullets that punch you in the face rather than pierce flesh.
Actually, your knife, before the knife enters me, it bounces off my my body armor, but the shock still knocks me out. You don't have a gun. At least you don't use a gun, I should
say. That's just how persuasive Rathke is. He makes you all think he's got a gun.
Rathke is persuasive. I'm not sure even I could take him on. I don't have that high of a discipline role.
Well, I mean, I have to accept the combat, so...
Not an NPC.
Not with an NPC.
Oh, well, then...
You can concede.
Is push the hang up button.
Yeah.
There we go. Be conceding, yes.
Yep, concede. Yeah, I concede.
Concede and push the hang up button. Boom. Yeah. Yeah. What are you going to do about it? Yeah.
Okay, so are we going to call Allard first? So
that why not?
Okay, we are going to take the new car.
Yep. I'll be the one who calls out Allard.
Don't forget you to. I show you how to change the number so I don't have to keep doing it.
Oh, that's how you change the numbers. Now look for him to look away, and I do something. No. Your eyes on the road.
Yes, right. We'll go back. I'll go drive in. I'm going to drive at a speed. Instead of going fast, I'm going to actually drive at a speed that... Do you want me to go fast, or do you want me to go at the speed at which someone would drive at night without the goggles?
Someone would drive at night.
Yeah, no one's eaten in a while.
Yeah. That's a fair point.
I'm not buying...
4 hour marts around here?
Oh, yeah, there's some places that are... Actually, at this time in the morning, there are some bakeries that are already starting to, bake bread for the day and
sweet fresh.
I'm sure Bishop knows someone.
Yeah, no, we're not going to anyone Bishop knows.
Yeah. Well, I would know a good baker. I just wouldn't want to know. I'm not going to say I know that person personally.
Yeah.
I just, you know, talking to people back in the day, I heard about, this great baker.
Yep.
We go there and pick up.
You go to Shift D's. There's always someone available for a bite there. Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, there's always someone available for a
bite. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's
nice.
Wow.
So
what's going on with the rest of you guys at the sanitarium, though, while they're gone? Are you working on anything in particular? Tesla is going to be working on a new portable Babbage unit for you.
Cool. Set up. Can we set up a camera in the sewer so we can get early warning on that?
Yeah, you'll have to pull one from somewhere else, but you can just pull one from a room you're not using.
Yeah, that way when they appear in that room, we'll never know what hit us.
Yeah. Just use some mental patient's room where there's like a camera.
Yeah. There's plenty of cameras we can use in rooms. That's not a problem. Mm-hmm. Anything you can think of there, Ethan, to help hide us from observers?
Make us disappear?
Well, yeah. Make the whole place disappear.
No, don't do that. That would be bad.
Well, the whole point of the art of the magician is misdirection. So what misdirection can you advise us on?
While he starts thinking of that, we make our call to Allard.
What's going on, Allard?
You get a very sleepy, very tired, very hungover Allard on the phone. He's actually got the gin bottle right next to him as he's pouring it over the rocks. You can hear it in the background.
What
could you possibly want? It's 3 a.m.
Oh, I'm a wanted criminal now?
Oh, how's that working out for you, you
Scotch? All in all, pretty well. Kind of not much of a change in my entire life. Bishop's not handling it so well. He likes the limelight. I'm going to be sending a guy by. He's going to have some information. I'm going to try to start sending my people over to you. And we're also going to try to use your base as a retreating point if you allow us to, because we're kind of running out of friends here.
Yeah, sure. Why the hell not? We haven't had any ships here since you guys were here last, so the place is pretty much dead anyway. Got a lot of work done since I don't have a wife anymore. Click, click, and you hear it. You think he's playing with a revolver in the background? You're not sure.
Yeah,
if you could stab also, through the phone.
The guy who murdered your wife, we figured out who it was. It's going to be Rathke. And I kind of explain what we think's going on with the whole clone and all the rest of that.
Mm-hmm. He gets pretty interested at the sound of that.
Yeah, and we're gonna start trying to develop some tangible leads so you can get some vengeance and
stay alive.
Yeah, vengeance is worth living for.
Don't forget to tell him that also to bump up security, as there's probably going to be people going there.
Yeah, you might.
We caught some more of those. What you call them?
Ace gang.
Jack Gase. Yeah.
Those guys.
Yeah, a couple more of them tried to land here.
Oh.
You hear the sipping in the background.
Are they still alive?
Oh, man, those things catch fire easy.
Did you question them all at all?
No. Tortured them.
No, the questioning is the important part of the torturing.
No. I beg to disagree.
Question for him. Whatever happened with the trial?
What trial?
Not the trial. The whole fallout of him sending the people back.
The usual political rigmarole. Let me read it out to you here. You hear him rustling around in some papers.
Can we pause the call first?
Sure.
You're crackling.
He's crackling mad, I tell
you. All right. Any better?
Yep. Perfect.
Okay.
Whenever you get a little crackly after a little pause, you're beautiful.
Yes. Ought to be, for as expensive as this internet line is. He's like, yeah, I got the paper right here. Official apology, yada, yada. We're sorry for your inconvenience, yada, yada. Person held on trial. The usual. You hear something burning in the background.
Is that a person?
No.
Oh, that's just
3 hours.
Oh, okay. Wow. You turned out worse than I had thought you would.
Good thing we didn't try to make him head of the guild.
You turned out significantly worse than I thought you might possibly. Next time you capture an ace in the whole gang, could you do me a favor and not... Well, you can do the whole torturing them to death thing, but...
Oh, they're not dead yet.
Oh. They're not?
No.
Oh.
I don't know if they can answer questions anymore, but they're not dead.
No. Could you check and see if they can still answer questions?
I thought the
you hear some motion, and then you hear kind of a scream that's bit off real quick. And no, they're still alive.
Right, but able are they still sane, or have you driven them insanity?
You hear in the background, what's your name? Some more screaming. Your name! Hear some whimpering in the background.
You want to put this person in charge of the guilds?
I think this is an excellent plan.
I don't think they can answer any questions. I can lay off for a few days and see if they get any better.
If you could do that, because it would help us catch your wife's murderer, and you don't want to put petty little things like your feelings ahead of catching the wife's murderer, right? Like, because it could really help us out, and then if it doesn't, you can still torture him some more afterwards.
You hear some yelling in the background. As I know it's 3 a.m., but kindly unstrap them from my wall and put them in a room somewhere.
I thought the appropriate method was you take one of them, torture him in front of the other guy, and then you ask the other guy questions, not you torture both of them.
He's not actually interested.
Back to the phone. They'll be taken care of. I have my best physician on them.
How's Ward taking all this?
I'm afraid I had to let him go. He seemed to have some concerns over my well-being.
Oh, God.
Where's Ward these days?
I don't rightly know. I kicked him off the island.
We could have hired him.
Damn, I wish I'd known that.
I'm sure he's around your neck of the woods somewhere. There's not exactly a lot of international flights from this island.
Oh, good. Because I want him. We shouldn't have left you alone, should we?
No.
There's some cackling in the background. You think it might be him. The work is going splendidly. I've never been more productive in my life. I've got some new robots I'd love to show you.
We're going to be dropping by your island here in about a week or so.
Oh, not a problem. Anytime.
Okay.
Hide out here all you want. We're not much of a target.
Yep.
Please fly a green flag from your deck.
Okay.
Green flag.
Why green?
We've been sinking ships that weren't flying flags. Green is my color that I like.
Okay. Yep. All right,
we're gonna pick the submarine.
Yeah, we're gonna be dropping by your place as soon as possible.
Let's take the back entrance.
A question.
Answer.
Then the voice is kind of low. Am I really talking to someone?
Yep.
Right now?
You are. This is Batman Barlow. I'm the guy, you know, who helped you catch the murderer of your
splendid,
wife.
Splendid. Sometimes I'm not sure.
Yup. I'm coming by there literally as soon as possible.
Oh, God.
Yes. I hang up the phone. Well, no, I first say, before I do that, I say, okay, green flag, and my name's Raymond Marlowe. I'm the short guy with the fedora, and, you know me, right?
Right, yes, my good friend Marlowe.
Yeah. Okay, I hang up the phone. We're going there, we're going to shock his ass, and then we're going to put him through extensive therapy. Because
imagine just rehab also.
Yeah, we can't have this guy go all fucking loopy on us.
And you wanted to make him head of the guild.
No, the reason why he went all loopy is because we left his ass up there and we didn't feed him anything and he just went insane on his own devices. We should have followed up with his ass. And I blame myself.
We should have done a lot of things.
We're gonna nip this particular problem right now in the bud.
Okay, we're going to the submarine?
We're gonna
set up our trap first.
We're gonna talk to freaking Rathke. Then we're gonna try to find Ward, and then we're going to get him on the place with us, hide him, shock. What's his face? Shock
Allard.
Allard. And then bring out Ward, and then we're gonna bring some, and then we're gonna do some deep psychotherapy on this guy and not let him do anything.
I do the shifty dog eyes as I'm driving. I have a few psychologists I could recommend.
Oh my god.
While this is going on, quick cut back to the sanitarium there. Gavin, you see some motion off one of your cameras in the tunnels. In the sewer tunnels.
Do I see this?
Yes, I sent you a message there.
Guys,
there's no light in the sewers, so you're catching some vague motion. It seems to pass, this is one of the large central sewer pipes, but the motion seems to pass right on by.
Does this pipe lead to any other pipes that go near, or does it just go one pipe straight all the way through past the building?
It goes right past the building. This is the main line where most of the, apartments and smaller business lines, kind of converge on. So, this is a maintenance line. This is one of the three or four main lines through Metapol.
We should be safe for now, then. Hopefully.
And if we might want to disguise our presence somehow. Can we think? Oh, that's another quick thing, Bert, is that, as you said, there were some lights on already at Silver Pines.
Yes.
I'm going to be making sure that from as far as anyone can see, no one's playing with those lights. There's no extra lights. There's no lights suddenly switching off.
Okay.
Oh, and since I should have been able to see it a bit more clearly, did it look like a gorilla or did it look like a man?
Now, your things do have night vision on them, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
They have night vision and they can get pretty clear.
So yeah, you saw the images then. There were four of them. They seem to be, they move in patrols of four from what you've noted the two times you ran into them so far. They didn't even stop. They didn't seem to notice anything was odd or different and just went. Now they're using them as basically their highway, their way around Metapol.
Okay. Sewer gorillas.
Make sure that our mouths do not get through that pipe to attract their attention.
Mm-hmm. And to answer your other question there for Gavin, the grunting seems to be a language because there's a definite call and response communication going on.
Right. Because otherwise I'm wondering why have they got their own radio frequency? More than just location of where they are.
I know my next language I'm going to learn. Gorilla.
Is it actually a language we could pick up? Was the other question.
If you can find a gorilla to teach it to you.
Well, the other thing is that we can listen to it enough that we can possibly work out what they're saying.
No, well, not unless you've got some reference as to what it means. I mean,
I may have worked with a gorilla on stage once. I bought his dictionary.
Yeah, pushing it, yeah, but
yeah.
All right,
yeah,
so
not really good.
Back to the car.
Okay, shall I get back to driving at the faster speed so we can make the evil call? Or are we going to set up a trap? Nick?
I said, this is such a bad idea. Why don't we make the call?
Okay, I pick up the back to the normal speed, and I'm going to cheaper places since I've traveled.
All right. Actually, give me a driving roll.
You have the driving skill?
Yes, I do.
As you were in the cheaper areas now, there actually are some idiots out trying to drive in the near impossible fog without the, you know, the advantage of Drina's glasses that you have. Did you get a positive number?
I'll tell you, I'll get a positive number in a minute.
Well, okay, the stakes here is if you do not get at least one positive number, you will be in a car wreck.
Got it. I'm spending a chip to become positive. Let's see. We go left at Albuquerque, I'm sure of it. Yeah. So I know I go left to avoid the traffic of the idiots, and then I go around that street.
All right, fair enough.
I'm at positive now.
Okay, and you make your phone call then while he's avoiding these idiots that are trying to navigate through. You pass a person in the car who's got like his head literally hanging out of the car. He's looking at the pavement markings on the ground because it's the only thing he can navigate by.
I love this city.
I've actually seen that happen in real life.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You live in a town that gets heavy fog? Yep.
You know,
not in my town.
All right, so your phone call is answered by Dare.
And yep.
He says, I'll connect you.
All right.
There's some clicks and beeps in the background, and you have a very tinny connection. It sounds like it's, even over the phone, it sounds like it's coming from a great distance.
Shit, he's in France.
So there's a very deep cultured voice on the line that says, who do I have the pleasure of speaking to?
My name's Raymond Marlowe. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking to?
You may call me Rathke, but we both know my true name. You may use it if you wish. Amongst friends, it is acceptable.
Well, Rathke.
You wound me, sir.
Well, to be frank with you, you've set your goons out on me, and your gorillas are, as we speak, underneath my city.
Only because you've put yourself in the way of progress, dear boy. I have nothing against you or yours. You've proven to be an excellent man of character and of great possibility. I could use people like you in my organization. We need not be enemies.
Oh man!
Yeah, he's trying to schmarm you, but he's not making an attack right now. He's just he's just easing into it.
Yeah,
feeling you out.
Well,
this is such a poor way to communicate. Would you and your friends perhaps like to have dinner with me, and let me explain the vision that I have for this new world?
Unfortunately, I cannot. I have business comes before pleasure. The business that I speak of is I admire and respect Dare. I know you have a clone, in this place. I want to know if the real Dare is alive.
He is.
And I want to know, what can I do to secure his release?
I'm afraid that's a bit more difficult. We still have need of him. My clone is not quite the word for the, let's call him a doppelganger, shall we?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, Monculus is also unacceptable.
We need Dare to continue this charade. Just long enough for there to be enough damage done to the guild that they will simply no longer exist. Certainly you see that their time has come and passed. Yeah. There's no need
for They're these. An ancient and outmoded way of thought.
Oh, I'm glad you see it my way.
But and three hours.
My cat's pond is only there to bring this about in the most bloodless way possible.
So how is Berlin this time of year? I hear it's just lovely.
Actually, he says, that particular machination is not mine.
What?
Go ahead and give me a roll to see if he's trying to bluff you.
Oh.
You need to make this man. It's near the end of the night anyway.
Oh my god!
Four negatives. What does that leave you?
What skill am I using?
Well, you're trying to assess his honesty, so you would use either empathy would be the normal.
Or deceit.
Yeah. Or deceit is usually more of an active instead of a passive, so really empathy is what you're
That leaves me with a zero, so... To re-roll that? It could all be lies.
Okay, that's a good one. Yes, it could all be lies.
Oh, oof.
At least you can't roll worse.
That's a five.
Okay. You really think that was a straight line?
Holy crap.
This man worships and he's going to fail something else.
He says, I am ambivalent to the situation there. It may help in my future plans. It may harm. They're certainly causing quite a row on that end of this the seaboard.
Quick question, Bert. Is there, like, any opportunity I have to know, like, how much I'm being lied to here?
I will give you a simple hint in that I haven't rolled any dice.
Holy crap.
Yeah, if I'm starting a conflict, I will roll dice. So, I mean, I'm basically having you roll just to see how you feel about his statement, and it's a straight statement.
Oh.
Doesn't appear to be lying to you.
Have you found the ex-Mrs. Tesla?
Oh, I know where she is. Fear not. We don't intend to malign her in any way. We feel it's best that she not be in Metalpole right now, and it is currently her own wishes that she remain where she is.
I look at the clock. How close am I getting to the 3 minutes?
Close.
Okay. I'm sorry. This is being traced. I have to go. Very interesting ideas. Look forward to talking to you later. But I do have Tesla's body. If you do kill the real Rathke, I'm going to chop off his head and throw it in.
Real Rathke?
I'm sorry. I have the real. If you kill the real Dare,
he actually gets very stern when you say that, and he says, "Do not despoil his body. We may have had our differences, but he was a great man.
He was a great man, which is why I'm keeping him alive and fresh because I.
Alive?
I'm sorry. I'm keeping. Yeah.
That if you say he's alive.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say, I'm I've preserved his body, and because I didn't want your gorillas spoiling it, but I think you have some very interesting ideas, and I will call you later.
I'm going to just keep the same alertness rolls and consider this all one. You seem to have gotten off in the nick of time as you are seeing the strobe lights coming through the fog from many directions in the neighborhood around you. There are several spotlights coming through from the fog above, very close to you.
Change the number.
I change the number. Can we pull off into a location and just, let's get out.
I go to a better neighborhood. Away from the crazies that'll probably nearly run over the police and distract them for a while.
Keeping the same driving role, that's fine. The only reason that you seem to be safe in this is because of the fog and the fact that you can see in it.
Oh, hells yeah.
Yeah, we'd be screwed otherwise.
Oh, yeah, that's why I was happy we did it at night.
Yeah, well, if we hadn't done it at night, we wouldn't have had a second chance.
Yeah.
So you're converted by rescue now?
Yeah, pretty much. All right. How easy is it to change sides, Bert?
Yeah.
Come to the dark side. We have cookies.
Yeah, and also better ideas.
Is Rasky really a bad guy if we can convince him to go against 3R? Dark
side at this point.
I think 3R is dark side, and Rathke is the neutral trying to destroy the one strength we have.
We have no idea what the hell is happening here. Not even the slightest hint of the idea of what is happening here. And the idea that we had was just annihilated. And
I will say that you hit on it earlier on when you said that you've been too involved with the small things.
Yeah. we all right.
Okay, so basically, we've basically gotten wrong on Tesla's resurrected wife. She's actually working for the Germans, who is not working for Rathke.
No, we have no idea. We have no idea what the hell is happening here, and everything we just thought is now nothing.
So we're screwed?
That's a fair summation. We're going to go and heal. Let's go to Bob. I'm going to drop you off at the place, and then I'm going to go to Bob.
Okay, can I have my phone, please?
Yep.
Okay, you have the radio.
Nope.
Yeah.
Get everybody ready. Tell them we're gonna be shifting over
to Allard Island.
Yeah, and
Jameis has put something in the chat that I want to respond to. If you want to load up the Cheka with some small radio units, like normal radio units, yeah, you can get quite a nice little triangulation squad out on the streets.
Yeah.
Well, that's more sort of getting fixed points, because I'll probably want to track them over quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, let's...
But that's going to be me here in the city, and I'm not having any interest in going to Allard Island.
Well, we need to heal Allard. Allard needs to be healed.
Do we want to kidnap and or... I'm not kidnapped. Hire a psychologist?
Yeah.
Yes, kidnap.
No.
I have a few psychologists I can recommend.
Yes, we are not...
I will put in a plug for something that would be kind of potentially pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'd mentioned earlier that Ben might be trying to get back in on a game or two when he's able to here within the next few sessions.
Mm-hmm.
And his doctor character is a psychologist as well.
Okay. So, yeah, okay. We'll hire him.
I said I had someone I could recommend.
Then I'm going to go to Bob and see if he knows where Ward is and why haven't we hired him and can we hire him?
All right. Bob doesn't know who Ward is. You've never told Bob about Ward?
I've told Bob everything. Bob knows.
Have you? All your deep, dark secrets. You shared many a liquor bottle with Bob.
Yes, no, Bob knows everything I know.
Well, Bob will put some people on the street and see if they can come up with Ward.
Okay, I'm going to already head off to the island. If you grab Ward, send him off, because Allard's messed up, and it's our fault, and we had thought that Ward would mitigate that. It did not work, much like all of our ideas.
So we're so screwed.
So can we have some time pass?
I think we're going to do that.
In some way, you need to have a real time pass. We want to use Ben to be the one to
do
the psychiatry. Well, he's not in a session at the moment, and he probably won't be the next few. So if you want to use him.
Right, but we can just have him healing Allard off on the side, and then...
Yeah.
When Allard's healed, it goes, spring, I'm done. Yeah. Hey, guys, I'm back. Oh, what have you done? Oh, no.
Oh, my. And what happened to my storefront?
Yeah.
Hey, wait, does that mean Abigail's out of a job again? Hopefully she's actually got a job.
What I would like to see, since the three of you are kind of the core group, and then we get people in, like Joshua, as they're able to play,
mm-hmm.
And if you guys can actually come up with, like, between you, talk about on the boards, whatever you want to do, but come up with a solid plan of attack.
You're breaking up.
Hold on, let me pause it.
Bert, no, you're breaking up.
Oh, you're okay.
Oh, not for me.
All right, so come up with a solid plan of action that you want to accomplish. Because we're kind of floundering around right now. I've given you a lot of possible things you can latch onto, but you really haven't grabbed anything in particular yet.
Yeah, because my problem is I don't want to be too petty, because we've been so petty now that we've been completely losing the thread, and it's really hurting us, and there are several things I want to accomplish. I just don't know. I can't think of them, because number one, I want to save Dare. I mean, we really owe it to Dare to save him. If I could figure out a way to get that done, the problem is I can't. The solution for me personally to think of to get that done is to kidnap the fake Dare, pop a pill in his mouth, and then, you know, get him to tell us everything he knows. Because he's probably going to know, at least he might be the starting thread that we can unravel to get us to the real Dare, and then, you know, throw him back in charge. You know, none the wiser, with a, you know, like a liquor bottle in his hand, so he just thinks he passed out drunk. But the problem is, right now, he's going to have too high security for me to do that reasonably. So I have to make some kind of fake move, like we've moved off the island. I think doing the move with Allard is something that's a head fake enough that might get them to follow that rather than my real plan. Mm-hmm. So that's my plan.
Another thing I want to deal with is
Harrison.
Even though, there's that, but the problem is last I knew, Harris went off to Germany, and although my character may not show it, he actually does like his country and his, so dealing with the wanted and making sure that when the world war comes around, that's obviously brewing, our side wins.
Yeah, we're not going to win.
That's something that that you gave in, or Jim has brought up there. You don't even know what sides are what. I mean, no one's really actually taking the time to figure out whether or not the guilds are a good thing or a bad thing. The people that you've been most involved with may have been the best part of the guild, and the rest of the guild could have been pretty bad. You really don't know.
Yeah, we've met with some people. Actually, we've met with some people who are bad parts. Barnum, yeah. Oh God, Barnum.
Oh, well, no, my character firmly believes the guilds are a bad thing and an outmoded date of thought, and the only real reason he's sticking around is because he's a PC, damn it. But no, Edison? Work for Edison? Hell yes! Wait, what?
We could all decide to go work for Edison and see if we could get him to help our side with the war.
Yeah. I mean, I actually,
to be honest, my character probably the only reason I'd support the guild is kind of as an ode to Tesla, but Tesla was the best of the guilds. And
so I think what we're saying here, Bert, is now we want to work for it.
We think we're going
to
start.
Invited you to dinner.
I know, and that's going to go off so well, and I'm sure he's going to believe our conversion.
Yes, he's not going to just have us arrested immediately.
Yeah, that's not what's going to happen there.
No. Well, we could invite him to Allard. No, he would never come to Allard Island. We need a neutral meeting ground.
And even might be able to convince him to help free Germany.
Exactly.
Oh God. Wait, that's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, I really dig what Rathke is selling, but man, he's selling it in a world in which,
and we still don't know who the hell was pulling the strings.
Yeah,
that caused Tesla to die.
Yeah, I mean, because if it wasn't Rathke, and Rathke seemed to be kind of pissed that he died.
Yeah.
But at the same time, Rathke definitely was in the correct place to take advantage. And he had the clone already out there.
Not the clone, the doppelganger.
Yeah.
Which basically means that they require Dare probably... Wait, if it's through doppelganger that and he needs him alive, that means he's most likely in the frickin' city because they need to go back to him to give him whatever he needs. Maybe it's some type of alchemical recipe that turns him into the person who drinks it, for all we know.
Yeah, I really haven't... I'm pretty sure he's somewhere in the same
polyjuice potion.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'd
he's probably somewhere still in the city.
Bert, what I'll do is I'll definitely by Monday I'll throw up on the board my top five, and then allow you to feed off of that, and that way, and allow some discussion happen. So by Saturday. Yeah. Next Saturday on the board, have a detailed plan of what we're going to do next session.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to have a plan up by Saturday.
I'll add stuff after you add your stuff.
Yeah. I'm going to have Monday till Saturday. I'm going to put up on the board so everybody can comment.
Monday's a holiday.
Here's what we can do.
Okay, I have to ask this, Bert, even though I'll probably get no answer. I was starting to try to, before I got wanted, I was trying to make some contacts in the foreign countries to try and get a hold of Harris. Did I succeed at all? Did I gain any useful information?
Okay, keep in mind how little time has actually passed.
Oh, yeah.
How difficult intercontinental.
Yeah. That's what I was. I was just wondering if, you know, maybe I got lucky and I met the guy who knew a guy who knew a guy type thing who came in, you know, when I was talking to the scientist guy. He might have mentioned, oh, yes. No, wait. He was only talking about science stuff. But maybe one of the Frenchmen happened to mention a guy of his description. Oh, wait, we've already had one.
I have that information. I have coming back to you in 3 months. Because it really takes that long.
Okay, that works for me. 3 months. So, I'm going to guess that we're going to finally have some time pass by the next game, since we're going to be doing, you know, just kind of stuff in the background, so we can finally spend points.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I need at least a week to die down, because... I really don't want to kill Clone Dare, because I really like Clone Dare. Oh,
there's something we need to do as the, kind of the last scene before we quit, is I need to go talk to Hatfield. Somehow.
How do you want to arrange it?
Yeah.
I look at the smart person who has plans and who is smart enough to know how to get in and out.
I look at Ethan.
Good.
What'd you say?
I said I look at Gavin.
I look at Ethan.
I don't think Ethan's still with us. His icon's there, but I don't think he's there.
Your mic's muted.
If you are. I mean, God, this was just such a poor session for a new guy. lately.
As much as it would be good to use the board, in some ways, we almost need like the three of us and Bert sort of just get together and have a planning session of what the hell it is we're going to do.
Yeah, that's fine.
Without the extra people coming in who are just going to sit there going, what the hell are they talking about? I can't contribute.
Well, it changed so much the session, because I didn't even think of giving Dare a call, and someone mentioned it. It was like, yeah, why don't we give Dare a
call? Jameis is a smart person. That was a smart idea, and we've learned some key information. Edison is not the big puppet master we thought. 3R is worse than that.
I'm not sure what we've learned, because there's so many groups. I'm not sure who's in charge of what, or what, who's connected to what, or anything anymore.
Yeah.
Someone needs to make the Venn diagrams.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I thought I had it, and now I don't.
I was pretty sure you didn't, because I was also pretty sure the Bert was just sitting there laughing with the weird things that come up.
Oh, did I not mute that well enough? Did that come through?
Yeah, I've done that more than once, Bert, where my players are saying something. It's just, oh, this is so funny. It's really hard when you do live sessions and you have to control your body language.
Mostly, your conclusions are wrong because you guys just haven't gotten all the sides of the story yet. Well, so you're working with limited
knowledge. Look, there's only one side, and it's the right side, damn it.
No, unfortunately, that's not
how apparently it works. There's not only a left side, there's an upside and a downside.
God, I don't... I don't want to have to deal with Edison. He's the bad guy.
That's why I've been looking at doing the small stuff, because I don't have a good enough picture of what the big stuff is.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of my problem.
Yeah, we got to start.
You've got to start doing some of the bigger stuff to actually get involved in the big picture, because otherwise you're just working on the pawn level.
Yeah. Right?
You're seeing the movements of all the pawns, but you're not seeing the movements of the more important pieces.
Okay, yeah. I just thought of a really horrible pun. Apparently, on our side, our chess, they really love to capture the bishop.
Yeah.
I thought of that really bad pun.
Let's stab him in the face. Okay, so...
We should capture the knight, i.e. dare doppelganger, and try and see what the knight knows, and based off what he knows, we can get to the bigger picture. I like that idea, although I still...
Trying to kidnap Deer at this point. Yeah.
Not right now. Let some time pass after it seems like we've left the city. There's no information. There's no sound of us in the city, even though we've still got to be careful. But we still need to set up the Hatfield thing before we end, because that'll give us a little bit more information.
I was going to say about that, Hatfield is the easiest of the guild heads to get a hold of because he spends most of his time out of Metapole. Farms are outside of Metapole.
Exactly. Basically, you have buddies out in the farmland. Don't really pay attention to what happens to the freaking city folk. You get in touch with one of them. You say, arrange a meeting with Hatfield. We're concerned about, these gorillas, and what they'll do to us and our people. When Hatfield comes over, you're sitting there at the table and you say, hey, what's up? That's what you should do.
That sounds like a good idea. I set that up. Do I need to make a context roll?
Yes, you have to make a context roll, because every time you make one...
I'm hoping I can roll. I've still got a few more chips that I've got to spend somehow. Ooh! This is no longer underground, unfortunately, so 1, 2... That's a 7.
It's overground.
Underground. 7? Okay. Sure. Actually, what you find out is, from some of the guys you used to shoot with that, you feel that you know well enough that you can, at least talk to them and not feel that they're going to turn you in right away. They tell you that, Hatfield's actually, due to come out to, a meeting, in a couple of days. And if you just happen to be in the meeting hall, you could probably talk to him. Oh, and by the way, he sends his condolences and all the crap that's going on in the city and says, I told you, you should have gotten out of there and come lived with us a long time ago. We need a good shot out here.
And I engines, know.
You know?
I know. I know. I just...
Don't try to ape the accent. They hate that.
I know. I should have joined you, but there was just some business. You know, Tesla, I was doing stuff for him. I was doing things that made me felt like I made a difference. Things just fall out underneath of you, fall out from underneath of you when you least expect it. You know what I mean?
I got you. There's a lot of boys out here missing you, though. You haven't been out in a while. We got some of that new corn liquor you like so much.
Oh, I haven't had that stuff in a while. All I have is the high class stuff inside. It's always good to go back to your roots every once in a while.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. He gives you the time and the place of the meeting, and where the hall is, the farmer's hall. Basically, it's a big warehouse where they store grain and all the stuff that, they've got grain silos, sacks of wheat and flour that they store up before it goes through the shipping out of Metapole.
I make sure I have an exit route planned in my mind, Maybe a car out back, just in case. And all I make sure I have a good driver.
All right. Well, we got 10 minutes or so. Do you want your scene before we
yeah.
Right, who's going with you?
I'm going to Allard.
Okay, so you're gonna go ahead and hop the close. You're taking the plane or are you taking the sub?
I'm actually just traveling normal.
Okay, that'd be by plane then, or boat, either one.
Yeah, I'm just going by plane, and I'm just going to disguise up my identity.
The flame as he shoots you down.
Yeah, see that's the question though. So I'm going to need a roll to see how well your disguise gets you through the normal checkpoints, because apparently, since all of this has gone down, they are checking much more into everyone's passports and especially people leaving Metapol.
That gives me a 7 total for disguise.
All right, border guard's got a 3. So okay, yeah, sure. One of your false IDs under Dirk Diggler is able to get you through.
I'm Carrot Einderfeinerson.
Pause the call, Marcus. Or
do you yes, need a second? Yes, okay. I'm starting to lose a little bit of quality. Thanks, Bert.
Okay, so you take a plane or do you take a boat? Just so that I know how to.
Who, me?
No.
Oh,
Boat boy.
We're gonna take it. Plane's quicker, so we'll take a plane.
It's not that. It's only a couple of hours trip, even by boat.
Oh, if it's only a couple hours trip, then by boat. I'm gonna grab the doctor. And some of my goon squad, and we're gonna go up there and
a green flag,
and a green flag.
I just want to try to ask the captain if you could sell this. You know, it's a favor to me. It is a bit of
Can I also borrow one of your
favor for someone?
Can I borrow a Cheka that's a good driver?
Yeah, sure.
Just in case, so I have a backup plan. Just in case it goes south, and I'll make sure you have the, I say, can we have the submarine at this location, which is slightly outside of town near the edge?
You can have Dale. His last name's Earnhardt.
sure. Actually, the doctor will probably fly right over to Allard's Island instead of having to stop at Metapol, where he's probably going to be questioned as he has still got an active guild ID.
Yeah, that seems all right.
Stripped from him. Yeah.
Does that mean until he goes back, he's technically still a guild investigator?
Technically so. All right. So, so you're going it by yourself, except for you're getting Dale to drive you, I guess.
Yes. And he's going to be kind of out back, hidden back door type thing, where if I have to run for some reason, I've got a getaway car.
Mm-hmm. Actually, one of the things that you notice pretty quickly is that Hatfield is surrounded by security guards that he's not too happy to have, because you can see that when he leaves the car, he's yelling at them to stay back, and that his people, as he calls them, don't like their kind around, but they don't listen, and so Hatfield's got a contingent of security guards around him, and it seems to put him in a foul mood.
I'm going to keep my distance, ready to kind of blend into the crowd a little bit.
Yes.
And if there's just a moment, if there's just that moment where he's alone and I can be alone with him type thing, if he just.
Actually, the best chance that you get is when they basically all sit down and have lunch or dinner. It's a big long table where everyone just sits down and there isn't really any delineation between, higher ups or lower downs. They just all sit at the same table, and you're able to engineer it so that you're sitting next to him, and he doesn't realize it. So you just yet, his security guards aren't sitting with him, but they're like kind of behind him, looking out and around. They don't seem to be paying attention to him directly, but to the situation around him.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you're sitting next to him. He doesn't seem to realize who you are.
I kind of just, as I'm eating, I kind of say, don't make any sudden moves. It's me.
Ah! What?
And well, let's see how good he's able to fake it with the guards behind him.
Come on.
Okay. Yeah, he just takes a bite of a soup, you know, spoonful of soup, and looks directly forward at the guy across the table from him, and he mouths under his breath, "Who are you?" He doesn't recognize you.
It's me, the guy who's a good friend of yours. We talked before Dare was elected. It's more of what you got that I'm trying to gain information about what Dare's been up to and everything that's happening.
You stepped on an anthill, son. And he asked the guy across the table from him to pass salt and pepper. And he's kind of he coughs and kind of to distract the, you know, around him, people around him, as he continues the conversation with you. He says, "He's only been in power for a couple of days, and already there's so many different amendments and drafts going through the boards. I haven't seen this much in 5 years worth of the same master at the head.
It's
changes coming down. These goons behind me, not the least of them."
I need you to. This is all a setup to destroy everything. You need to try and, if you can, slow everything that's happening down.
There's some of us that are trying.
Because this is all just. There's bigger things going on that I can't discuss with you here in the open or now. That, to put things simply, Dare isn't acting like Dare would.
No, he's not. He sips his soup. That's not the same boy that I elected.
No, it's not. No, he's not.
You realize that you're got a price on your head, right?
Yes, but I figure you're a good person, and all the people around here are good people. That's why I came to you, because I knew you were good man, good honest man, and I always make sure I make friends with good honest people. Well, good people at heart. Maybe not always the most honest.
Maybe a good honest man, but I'm a powerless good honest man. And he sips the soup again. Says,
"We all have different kinds of power. Just make sure you keep friends with the people. I think big changes are going to be happening soon. Whether we want to or not, we're going to need to ride the waves of change. And if we can, steer the course of the ship." Okay. Do I need danger sense?
Yes.
Oh, goody. Oh, what the
hell? Okay. No, you don't need it. Don't worry about it.
Let's see here. Okay, let's see here. I have an alertness of 5 minus 3 plus 2 for danger sense. Did you hear that count?
No.
Okay, so that'd be a 4. I really want to roll that, and I need to figure out what I can use.
You've been kidnapped, and you know what to do to avoid it?
Yes, actually, I'm going to go with that one. I've been kidnapped too many times, and something tells me I'm about to get kidnapped again. So yeah, can I use that for a reroll? Okay.
Yeah, yes, you can, because...
Okay, that increases me by 3, which raises me to a 1, 2, 3, 4. Whoops, that's the wrong thing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's a 7. Is that good enough?
Yes. Yes, it is. you kind of feel that the guards behind you are kind of getting a little antsy, and one of them seems comes kind of walking forward, and he's got his hand on his hip. You're not sure. He might be concealing something there, but he seems to be walking towards you.
I kind of just get up like I'm done eating and head towards my backup plan.
All right. He doesn't follow you. He seems to become more at ease when you leave. And Hatfield looks over to his guys and just he says, "Hey, you guys want some grub?" And yeah, they studiously ignore him and go back to watching out for his safety. So you're able to get away.
And I make sure to tell my guide not to run like a bat out of hell, and we slowly drive over to the submarine that I'm going to take to Allard Island. And when I make sure to that, I make sure that we before we leave that we have a green flag, and that when we surface, I will put it up on the ship.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you've not really piloted a sub before, so
I asked for a check of pilot.
Yeah, all right.
I don't know how to.
We need to role play, or is that just going to be it happens and he's going to be tucked away for?
Nah, he'll be tucked away. That's fine. And yeah. As far as you're going to be staying behind doing the triangulation during all this and trying to find.
Yeah, well, if it was going to be a full on scene, then I probably would have gone. Otherwise, if it's just going to be there, go and grab him, there's not much point.
I just want to. I feel personally responsible for.
Yeah, for his messed up. I'm going to go help with Allard because that's where we're going, and I want to not feel like someone's breathing down my neck.
Jameis, something that you're able to find out pretty quickly, as I will give you, this will probably, just a couple of days of observation with the checker out, tracking signals, is that the apes actually have a circuit that they're doing around Metapole.
I was wondering about that, yeah. Yep. So I learned their positions and patrols and stuff.
Uh-huh. And you don't know that the clicks and grunts are actually comprised of a full language, but it seems to be all clears. Like you since right. You can track them when they cross each other, it seems to be like all clear message is what's being gone across. And since they haven't ran into any of you guys or anyone else, apparently, that's the only kind of message you've been getting so far.
That's what we can do more with that later on. Mm-hmm. If you have encounters and see what happens. But not this minute. Not this minute. It's good enough for now.
All right, guys. And I.
One last thing. A contacts roll just for my last 3 points based off passing messages along to people, you know, because getting the townsfolk outside, the country folk to help support me.
All right, so you're going to try and build up that group. Is that what you're saying?
Yep, and that gives me a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yay, a 5.
Okay, well, 5 will only get you to transfer 2. You need 6 to transfer 3.
Oh, that's okay, because I only had 2 left.
Okay. That's a point. Now that I've picked up the patrols, can I pass on information to my... Yes. Railroad, so they can start avoiding them when they're moving people around.
Yes, you can.
And I'd like to spend my 3 chips. We're learning stealth and burglary.
Whatever you're training.
Can I just hit clear dice so I can clear everything?
Yeah, go ahead. That's fine.
At this point, I should probably be training the checker in how to do stuff because I'm one using them.
So, Gavin, what skill are you using to help out your organization? If you're telling them how to avoid things, that's probably burglary.
Okay, that's fine. I'll go with burglary because that's good high school for me.
Wow. Personally, I'm just trying to build my organization. That's why I keep using.
That is a 7.
So that's 3 chips. Do you have 3 that you can...
I've got 6 at the moment because I haven't spent anything, really. So I'm giving 3 chips to them. Sweet.
And you want to give some final words out to the Cheka before you board your ship?
Yeah, I'm going to, you know, we're going to be training on how to avoid the police, the popo.
Okay. Same thing then, that would be burglary.
Oh, my lord.
-4 again?
No, I got I rolled three negatives, but I rolled a positive this time. That leaves me with a four.
Okay, so that's two.
Yep, that, I only had three left. So,
how to avoid the po-po?
First, you get as many gold chains as you can.
Is it every two converts?
Every two, isn't that what we had?
Yeah.
In that case, if I spend a chip, I can convert another chip.
Yes.
So I will. I'm the man in the know. There you go. Okay. So that's nine. So four in total that have just been shoved over.
Okay.
I have no idea what total I'm, but I'm pretty sure they've got more than enough to go up an influence level before they start spending other things. They need to get
access. I'll have to check to make sure, but I know you've got at least 12. You might have more.
I'm
not quite sure. So,
yeah. Bert, can you also keep me up to date on my group, even though I have no real influence over them? Although I'll probably...
I'll put them up on Obsidian Portal and make them NPCs and just give the stats there for you guys to see.
I did create a page for the Mumset Railroad, so you should be able to use that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Huh.
That's what I thought we were
going to do. I may trade friends in high places, because that's not as useful anymore.
Right, that's exactly why you're able to, between sections, move those around.
Friends in low places. Yeah.
All right, well, I got to go. I'll talk to you gents later.
Oh, Nick, are you doing yours tomorrow or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yup. Yeah, it's going to be a shortened one. I mean, I'll leave.
I'll trade friends in high places to head of the association for the betterment of... Head of the association of...
The embetterment of Bishop. Yeah.
The embetterment of Bishop.
Yeah, Bert, it's going to be about 2.5 hour session, but that's hopefully... Fine. I really would like to get something in. Okay. All right.
Bye, guys. Have a good night.
See you, bye.
Music in this podcast is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his great music can be found at incompetech.com. Following the podcast are bumpers for other great shows that we hope you will enjoy.
Tavern, and an old crazy man with a staff walks in.
He stops at your table and says, "No, I don't think so," and walks on.
Walks out.
You notice that he's trailing toilet paper.
I heard there was crime. Monkey crime. The worst type of crime.
We could all start talking like that.
Stop stepping my bailiwick.
Makes me think of all those political attack ads.
I'm Gareth Drake, and I approve this message.
How would you if monkeys took your jetpack?
Monkeys took my jetpack at mtmjetpack.com.
Hi, this is Ross Payton, one of the hosts of Roleplaying Public Radio.
And I'm Tom Church, the other guy.
Yeah, we do a regularly updated podcast on RPGs. We do at least two episodes a month. We offer commentary, comedy, and actual play.
And occasional and inane stuff no one cares about, too.
Exactly. Our commentary, each episode focuses on a gaming topic, such as how to deal with large groups or horrible gamers, or how to make old games new and exciting again. Our comedy offers such stories as the Law and Orderdom, a fantasy D&D version of Law and Order, and our actual play does games such as Call of Cthulhu, the end of the world as we know it. So if you're interested in any of that, give us a try.
And if you're interested in inane stuff, give that a try too.
Yeah, Roleplaying Public Radio, slangdesign.com/RPPR.